Mother, mother!
Hush, Timothy. I must choose some fish. Let's see now.
That's a very good catch, a very good catch, from the deepest part of the lake.
Mother, can I go? Everybody's going.
Go where, son?
To see Jesus.
Would you like some salted fish today, madam?
No, no, this will be all. How much?
5 denarii, a very good price.
Can I go, mother?
There you are, Reb Daniel. Timothy, you must be patient. Here, help me carry these fish.
Why so many today?
Well, some are for your Aunt Miriam and some for Rabbi Nahum. They couldn't come to the market this morning. Now, what's this about Jesus? You want to see him. Isn't he down at Capernaum?
No, Mother. Isaiah saw him this morning. Jesus and his disciples are coming this way. They crossed the lake by boat, just south of here a few miles. I can easily walk there.
Well, why would he come this way? Watch your step there, Timothy. There's a loose cobblestone.
Can I go see him, please?
Well, I suppose you may. After you finish all your work.
But, Mother, do I have to?
Yes, you have to, Timothy. First, deliver the fish, and then get fresh water from the well.
But by then, Jesus might be gone. Can't I go now, right away?
First, your work, Timothy. Now, don't argue.
I bet I'm gonna miss seeing Jesus.
Hello, boys and girls, moms and dads. I'm so glad you joined us for another story from the time of Jesus.
Uncle Dan, from what I've heard, I'd guess it's going to be about a boy, 2 fish, and 5 loaves of bread.
Oh, you're right, Aunt Sue. It's one of the most amazing stories in all the Bible. And the second part of my story is about something you and I would never try to do.
You've got me very curious, Uncle Dan. What's the title of your story?
Well, there's so much to my story that the title is a little long. I call it
A Boy's Amazing Lunch, A Fisherman Who Couldn't Swim.
Jesus had been healing and teaching throughout Galilee, and thousands of people followed him. Then Jesus sent out his 12 disciples to do the same thing, go to the villages and towns and heal the sick, cast out demons, and tell people the good news of God's kingdom. When the disciples returned to Jesus, the master wanted some time for them to rest and talk with him. So Jesus and his disciples got into a boat and headed across the Lake of Galilee to the eastern side, near where the boy I call Timothy lived. Timothy lived in a fishing town called Bethsaida Julius.
Here's your fish, Rabbi Nahum.
And here's your money. My, you seem in a hurry today, young fella.
I am. I gotta finish my chores before I can see Jesus.
See Jesus? Oh, yes, I hear he's a few miles from here, and hundreds of people are flocking to see him, like lost sheep. Well, I wouldn't go out of my way to see him. He's a rebel, you know.
But he does miracles. He heals people. He does lots of good things.
He's clever, but he's not a true son of Israel. He doesn't keep our traditions. He turns the people away from our leaders.
But I don't understand.
Well, run along, Timothy. It's a very pleasant walk to the meadow where Jesus speaks. Ah, yes, I go myself on a beautiful day like today. The hillside's covered with flowers, but my legs ache. Just be careful, Timothy. Remember what we taught you about the law and our traditions. And don't let this Jesus fool you.
I won't. Goodbye, Rabbi.
Farewell. What can you tell boys like that anyway? If only our true prophet would come, our deliverer, then our people like Timothy wouldn't be chasing after these rebel teachers like Jesus.
Mother, I finished my chores. Can I go see Jesus now?
Yes, of course. You may go now, Timothy.
Thank you, Mother.
Wait.
Not another job I forgot.
No, son. It's a bit of a walk to the meadows, and you'll be hungry soon. I've packed you a little lunch in a basket.
But I have to carry that basket all the way.
You'll be glad you did when you get hungry. Here you are. It isn't much. Just 2 dried fish and 5 little loaves of barley bread. I should have gotten some dried dates at the market this morning.
I'll be fine, Mother.
Remember now, stay on the trail. There are snakes out there.
Yes, Mother.
There'll be other villagers there. I guess you'll be all right, Timothy.
Yes, Mother. Can I go now?
Yes, yes. Run along now.
Goodbye.
Be back home before dark, Timothy.
I'm off to see Jesus.
It was a beautiful spring day in the countryside, but Timothy didn't have time to stop to listen to the birds, or watch the sheep and lambs in the pastures, or smell the flowers popping up all over the hillside. Quickly the path became more and more crowded, with others going to hear Jesus. Besides others from Bethsaida, Timothy's hometown, there were pilgrims from many other places going to Jerusalem for the Passover celebration. Some people hobbled along on crutches. Some were carried on stretchers by their friends. Some were blind and were led by the hand.
All these people going to see Jesus. How am I going to get close enough even to hear him? Even mothers are bringing their babies and children to see Jesus. It's really going to be something. I'm so glad Mother let me go.
Finally, Timothy arrived at the green, flower-covered hillside where Jesus was preaching and healing. Like boys of his age, Timothy found he could squeeze between the grown-ups or crawl around them. Soon he was right next to the disciples of Jesus. He heard the disciples talking among themselves.
Peter, you see those two men with the wide belts?
Mm-hmm.
They're zealots.
I know them.
And likely many zealots here today.
Oh, don't worry about it, Judas. They won't start any trouble here. But those men over there worry me.
Where?
I'm sure they're spies from Herod and the council in Jerusalem.
Well, there's always spies, especially wherever Jesus goes. You know, ever since Herod killed John the Baptist, he's been keeping a close eye on Jesus.
Look at all these people, still coming, pressing in. We better form a ring around the master. Come, James, John, the rest of you. It looks like Jesus is about to speak again. Let's get close.
All right.
Yes. Come close.
Excuse me, lad.
That's all right. May I stay here, close by Jesus?
Sure, no problem.
Oh, thank you, sir.
My name is Andrew. I'm one of Jesus' disciples. What's your name?
Timothy.
Well, Timothy, you must be planning on staying all day. I see you've brought your lunch.
Oh, yes, sir. Mother packed it for me. I have 5 barley loaves and 2 little fish.
I'd say that's just about enough for one hungry boy your size.
Yes, sir. My mother said I could stay all day long and listen to Jesus. Everybody says he tells such good stories.
That he does, Timothy.
Can I sit right here in front so I can see Jesus real good?
Why, yes, Timothy. I'll tell you what. Why don't you sit right here beside me?
Oh, thank you, Andrew, sir.
Shh. We'd better be quiet now. The master is about to speak.
My children, believe this. The kingdom of heaven is here. God is among you and will take care of you. Look around you. See the sparrows. Not one sparrow can fall to the ground without your father knowing it. So don't worry. You are more valuable to him than many sparrows. Don't store up treasures here on earth where they can erode away or may be stolen. Store them in heaven where they will never lose their value and are safe from thieves. If your treasures are in heaven, your heart will be there too.
The hours passed, noontime, mid-afternoon, early evening, and the people urged Jesus to keep preaching. The boy Timothy was so caught up in the words of Jesus, he had forgotten to eat his lunch.
So don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow, too. Live one day at a time.
Master, it's time to stop. You've been toiling and speaking all day. You're tired and hungry like all of us.
But these people are like sheep without a shepherd.
And these sheep have come from far away and have not eaten since morning. Philip, shall we begin to disperse this crowd?
It is getting late. The people do need to find food and lodging for the night.
Philip.
Yes, Master?
Where can we buy bread to feed all these people?
All these people? There must be 5,000 at least, plus women and children.
Master, there is a little lad here.
Even if we could find that much bread around here, it would take a fortune. 200 denarii to buy enough so everyone could have a little. Oh, yes, Andrew?
There's a lad here with 5 barley loaves and a couple of fish. Oh, but what good is that with all this crowd?
Jesus may have my lunch. Please, give it to him.
Why, thank you, son.
I'm not really hungry. I'm glad Jesus can have it.
Peter, tell everyone to sit down.
All right, everyone. Sit down in groups of 50 to 100. Leave room between the groups.
What's he going to do? I don't know. All he has is a basket.
I have a basket, too, but it's empty. Right. We ate our food a long time ago.
Exactly. Look, Jesus has just taken bread from the basket and is holding it up.
He is.
He's blessing it.
That's right.
Holy Scripture says, "Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke them and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd."
Peter, Nathaniel, Judas, all of you, put these loaves in your baskets and pass them out to the people. Do the same with the fish.
But how will so little go around?
Just do what the master says. Haven't you learned to trust him yet?
What kind of game are we playing here? Passing around a few loaves and fish?
Well, I'm glad I'm first to get a bite.
Take all you want. Well, go ahead.
If you insist.
Hey, you took both fish. That's not fair.
There's more. Look, reach in and help yourself. There's more.
Let me see. I don't believe it.
Where's all this fish and bread coming from? It's a miracle. It's a miracle. I've never seen it.
I can't believe it. My fish and my bread. So little. Just enough for me. Feeding all these people. How could Jesus do that? It must be because... That's it! That's it! Jesus fed all these people with my little lunch. Because he's our Messiah. He's a prophet from God.
I'm full. I couldn't eat another bite.
Same here. That was good fish, delicious bread. But look, there's still a lot left over.
We'll just throw it away. There's always more with Jesus around.
Don't throw away anything. Peter, James, Nathaniel, all of you, gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted.
Yes, Master. Let's get to it, men.
They have 12 baskets left over, and Jesus started with so little.
Yeah, he could easily feed our armies.
He could heal the sick and wounded soldiers. He could even raise the dead.
Rome will never stop him. Make him king. Jesus is our king.
Make him king of Israel.
Do you hear what the people are saying? They're saying you're the Messiah, our king.
I hear them, Peter.
Why, this is marvelous, Master. At last, you're fulfilling what is written. These people, these thousands of Israelites, are ready to make you king. Everyone will become a zealot for you. This is your day of glory.
Judas, have you not read the prophet Isaiah? He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. These people look for a king that gives them bread to eat. I am the bread of life.
John, what does he mean? He's going to miss this chance if he doesn't act soon. Perhaps he needs our encouragement, too.
The master does not seem happy that the people want him to be king, and I would not try to force his hand.
Jesus will have to do something quickly. The people are crowding in, ready to make him king by force.
All he has to do is proclaim himself as their king and deliverer. And why not listen to them?
Passover is near.
Now's the time for Jesus to become king.
In 2 days' time, he could ride into Jerusalem.
And the Romans will flee before him.
Israel will unite under his banner.
This is Jesus, our king.
Yes.
Jesus, king.
Peter, James, John, all of you.
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
You must leave now. Go to your boat now.
But, Master, we can't leave you alone with this crowd.
Don't you want us with you when they make you king?
You must obey me now. I will dismiss the people. But you are to cross over to Capernaum ahead of me. You must leave at once.
I don't understand.
We must do what he tells us to do without further question. Come, let's go.
Thanks, Timothy, for your fish and bread.
It was nothing.
It was some lunch, hmm?
I can't wait to get home and tell my mother. She packed the lunch for me.
Good. We must go now.
Will they make Jesus king?
No, I don't think so. Not now.
They can't make Jesus king. Do you know why?
Why?
Because he already is a king, sent from God.
What? I see.
Come on, Andrew, let's go.
I'm coming.
Disappointed, the disciples left Jesus by himself. Jesus looked straight at the hundreds of people crowding near him, ready to force him to be king of Israel. But Jesus knew this was not God's time.
You people must go home now. Go your way in peace.
But we can't leave you. You're our king. We're ready to march with you.
I command you to go your way now.
Reluctantly, the crowd started walking away. Some on their way to Jerusalem, others back to their towns and villages. When they had gone, Jesus went up a mountain to find a quiet place to pray. Timothy hurried home to tell his mother the amazing story of how his lunch had fed 5,000 men, plus women and children. And the disciples, confused, impatient, and filled with questions, went down to their boat and waited for Jesus to come.
We shouldn't have left him, I tell you. We let the chance of a lifetime slip through our fingers. All he needed was more encouragement from us to become king.
Don't you think that one who can feed so many with just a few loaves and fishes knows the right time?
What Philip says is right. We've been long enough with Jesus to trust his judgment.
But the time does seem so ripe for Israel's king to appear.
He should listen to us sometimes, too.
Well, perhaps.
Perhaps what, Judas?
Perhaps he's not to be our deliverer.
Judas, how can you say that after you've seen so many miracles?
Well, don't the priests and Pharisees call him a deceiver? Can they all be wrong?
And why didn't he work a miracle to save John the Baptist?
You think he's an imposter?
I say he bears careful watching.
Frankly, I'm disappointed to say the least.
Oh, come on, men, we're wasting our time. I think we'd better start across like Jesus told us. It's getting dark and he hasn't come yet. Evidently, he meant what he said when he told us to go on ahead of him.
Yes, Jesus can walk.
Come on, let's get into the boat. Come on.
In silence, the discouraged disciples started rowing toward Capernaum. At first, the lake was calm. And as darkness deepened, the moon and stars shone brilliantly. But then the wind became stronger.
Where did this storm come from? Put your muscles into those oars, men. We're heading for trouble.
We'd better steer into the waves.
Valiantly, the tired disciples struggle on.
Waves are so strong. It's driving us back. We're not getting anywhere.
Keep rowing, men. Keep rowing. It's our only hope.
I wish Jesus was with us like the last storm. He'd save us.
No, he's not with us, so we have to save ourselves this time. Watch out for this.
God, watch out.
I can't row anymore.
We have to keep this boat afloat. I could never swim better than a rock.
The weary disciples continue their struggles through the dark hours of the night. But they make little progress against the strong winds. About 4 o'clock in the morning, after hours of rowing and bailing, they were ready to give up.
My arms won't pull another stroke.
We must keep rowing, men.
Look!
What?
That gleam on the water over there, in front of us. What is it?
Where? I don't... Yes, there it is!
It's a ghost!
No!
No!
someone walking on the wing!
A ghost on the wing!
Oh, Lord of heaven, have mercy on us!
God, save us!
It's a bad omen! We're going to die!
Look, it's going to pass by!
Take heart, it is I. Have no fear.
It's the master.
Lord, help us! Help us!
Don't leave us!
He's watching on the water!
Yes!
Lord, if it really is you, tell me to come over to you walking on the water.
Yes, come, Peter.
Peter, remember, you're a poor swimmer.
The Lord told me to come to him on the water, and I'm going.
Look, Peter is going into the water. He'll drown.
No, look, he's standing up on the waves.
I'm walking on the water toward Jesus. I can't believe it. It's the Lord's power. But what if... that big wave coming toward me. Oh, where's Jesus? I can't see him. I'm sinking. Oh, Lord. Lord, save me. I'm drowning.
Here, Peter, take my hand.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, man of little faith, why did you doubt?
Here, Peter, take my hand.
Help him. Help him into
the
boat.
Come on, hang on tight. The waves are still strong.
Yes.
Look, the waves are dying down. As soon as the master entered the boat, the wind stopped.
It's amazing.
He is the Son of God.
The storm stopped, and soon they landed again in the region of Gennesaret, moored their boat, and climbed out. But before long, the crowd started coming again, bringing their sick for his healing touch. Some of them had been with Jesus when he turned the boys' lunch into enough food for thousands. They still wanted to make Jesus their king.
Sir, how did you get here?
We want to be with you. Don't leave us.
We want you to be our king.
You're the one promised to our nation.
The truth of the matter is that you want me to be with you because I fed you, not because you believe in me. But you shouldn't be so concerned about perishable things like food. No. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that I, the Son of Man, can give you. For God the Father has sent me for this very purpose.
You must show us more miracles if you want us to believe you are the Messiah. Give us free bread every day, like our fathers had while they journeyed through the wilderness.
I am the bread of life.
Jesus continued to teach the people. Some accepted his teachings and believed that he was the promised deliverer. Others asked for more miracles, more bread. But Jesus would not perform miracles just to satisfy their curiosity. And this turned many against him.
What is he saying? Why, he is merely Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know. What is he saying about being bread from heaven?
Jesus answered them with words that even now speak to our hearts and assure us of God's love and care for us.
Yes, I am the bread of life, and I give eternal life to everyone who eats this bread. I am that living bread that came down out of the heaven. I am the true bread from heaven, and anyone who eats this bread shall live forever and not die as your fathers did.
And the disciple Peter, the fisherman, who had walked on water at the command of Jesus, told Jesus,
Master, you alone have the words that give eternal life, and we believe them and know that you are the Holy Son of God.